Welcome to News from the Yuma Sun. Good morning. I'm Marcia French, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today is Thursday, February 5th. As usual, I have the weather, news from around town, one obituary today, and some sports. The weather forecast, today the 5th, it's supposed to be 79 degrees for the high, cloudy, overcast, 52 for the low. On Friday, it should be 81 degrees, sunny, low of 52, 5% chance of precipitation. On Thursday, that chance of precipitation is in fact 15%. Saturday, the 7th, 82 degrees for the high, 55 for the low, partly cloudy. Sunday, 85 and 56, sunny, 1% chance of precipitation. And on Monday, the high should be 85 degrees, mostly sunny. My first article, City Launches Youth Government Program. This is by Joyce Lobeck for the Yuma Sun from February 3rd, which was Tuesday. The City of Yuma is launching its first ever youth government program to bring government alive to high school students and develop the next generation of community leaders. The new program was introduced during Yuma City Council's work session Tuesday by Jennifer Reichel, Deputy City Administrator, and Jennifer Miller, Communications Manager. "I've been a strong advocate for us," said Reichel, pleased that it is now coming to fruition. "The initiative includes opportunities to interact with city officials and participate in summer programs while developing leadership, teamwork, problem-solving, and public speaking skills," said Miller. "It is part of broader efforts in the Yuma area to encourage youth involvement and leadership, similar to Yuma Police Department's Teen Police Academy. The program will be open to current high school juniors and seniors. The free 6-week program will run this summer from June 2nd to July 14th. Sessions will be held on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon at Yuma City Hall and various city departments. Participants will meet the mayor, city council members, and staff, attend city council meetings, and explore such city departments as police, fire, public works, and parks and recreation. They also will participate in community engagement activities and receive mentorship from city staff. In addition, students will work in teams to identify a community issue and create a youth-led solution they will present to city leaders," Miller said. "Participation will be limited to 20 students to ensure a meaningful experience. Selection will be highly competitive through an application and interview process to identify those who demonstrate a strong interest in civic leadership, community involvement, and commitment to active engagement in the program." To get the word out, Miller is visiting every high school in Yuma, including public, private, and charter schools, and also reaching out to homeschooled students. She is being assisted by council members Carol Smith and Chris Morris, who both said they're excited for the program to begin and what the participants will gain from the experience. Mayor Doug Nichols said he had been waiting and wanting the initiative for some time and is looking forward to having the students enter the program and learn about local government. Applications are now available online and must be submitted by February 28th. Those selected will be notified in early April. For more information or to apply, visit umaaz.gov/youthgov or contact Jen Miller at 928-373-5016 or jennifer.miller@umaaz.gov. Next up, Grain Covering Board chooses Ponder for the superintendent job. This article is by Michael Neary, Sun staff writer from yesterday. That would be, well, actually from Tuesday. The Crane Elementary School District Governing Board voted unanimously on Tuesday to hire Dale Ponder, the district's chief of finance and operations, for the position of superintendent. The vote was swift with no discussion or debate. The contract runs from July 1st, 2026 to June 30th, 2029. The position opened in December when Superintendent Lori During announced her retirement, effective at the end of the school year, after 9 years as superintendent and 43 years serving the school district. Last month, the board voted unanimously to interview Ponder and to forgo, at least until after the interview, a search for other candidates. Several board members, along with During, expressed strong support at that time for Ponder, who has served the district for about 20 years. Governing Board President Brianna Paulin said on Tuesday that the interview, which took place on January 27th, just reinforced what we already knew, confirming board members' affirmative evaluations. An announcement from the school district noted that Ponder had, among other accomplishments, served as president of the Arizona Association of School Business Officials in 2022-2023. I just really appreciate the governing board's confidence in me and their willingness to allow me to lead the district, Ponder said after the vote on Tuesday. Superintendent During and those before her have laid a great foundation. It's my job to build that further and allow our students to reach their potential. Ponder said that he and During have already been consulting and that they'll be working together on a transition. He characterized himself as a servant leader, available to the people who report to him. I want to make sure that they have the tools and resources so that they can be successful, he said. Ponder also described himself as a collaborative leader who receives input from many communities within the district, including the students. Ponder said he plans to continue Doring's current practice of holding student voice tours as she travels from school to school. It's really about hearing that student voice, he said. Ponder now shares a job title with his brother Dennis Ponder, who's the superintendent of Yuma School District 1. Dennis Ponder had served as a chief financial officer, a title similar to his brother's, and a middle school teacher before becoming superintendent. During, as she was leaving Tuesday's meeting, reflected on her feelings about retirement and about Ponder's leadership. I originally had very mixed feelings, she said. When I announced my retirement at the dais, I got teary-eyed and cried because I have such deep emotions for this district. I'm very excited about the work we do. I'm also very excited about the choice in leadership because Dale is very dedicated and devoted to this district. He has higher standards for himself than anyone could put on him. My next article, San Luis police arrest three for trying to flee. This is a staff report from Tuesday, February 3rd. The San Luis Police Department arrested three suspects on charges that included attempting to flee in January. The San Luis Police Department hit the ground running in January, literally. The month of February was particularly on its toes as some people could not stay still and attempted to avoid our officers after breaking the law, Lieutenant Emmanuel Bateo said. On January 17th, a motor officer tried to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation. The driver, Mario Alberto Guzman, 47, did not stop and drove until he got home, where he tried to elude the officer and made a run for the front door, Bateo stated. Guzman was arrested after a short struggle and booked into the Yuma County Jail on charges of unlawful flight, resisting arrest, and DUI. On January 21st, a canine officer reportedly observed a reckless driver committing several traffic violations and hitting a pole as it exited a private property parking lot. A traffic stop was attempted, but the driver, Cody Patrick Brew, 20, failed to stop and fled the area at a high rate of speed, Boteo said. The vehicle was later found abandoned at a Star parking lot in San Luis, and Bro was arrested nearby with the assistance of concerned spectators. Bro was booked into the Yuma County Jail on charges of failure to stop, false reporting, and drug offenses. On January 25th, an officer on routine patrol reportedly observed a motorcycle rider commit a traffic violation at an intersection. While trying to catch up to the motorcycle to initiate a traffic stop, the motorcycle started driving at a high rate of speed, passing vehicles in a no-passing zone. The officer initiated a traffic stop near the international border with Mexico, but the motorcycle rider, Joel Alexi Nuno failed to stop and fled into Mexico. With the assistance of CBP officers at the San Luis port of entry, an attempt to stop and hold Nuno was made when he tried to return into the United States. However, Joel thought it would be a good idea to run from CBP officers as well, Botia said. Nuno fled from the port of entry before he could be stopped, leaving his motorcycle behind. He was eventually arrested as he applied for entry into the U.S. 2 days later and booked into the Yuma County Jail of charges of failure to stop, reckless driving, and endangerment. We would like to point out the obvious, Botia said. Running from the police during a lawful contact is against the law, and it will only add more charges to your tab. Stop running. The emphasis, of course, was Bateo's. There was a three-car collision that resulted in serious injuries. This is an article from Tuesday, and it's a staff report. It was reported by the Yuma Police Department. Occurred about 6:57 a.m., officers responded to an injury accident in the 1300 block of East 32nd Street. According to police, the initial investigation revealed that a 24-year-old man driving a Nissan Versa was making a left-hand turn from 32nd Street onto Windsor Avenue when he collided with a Hyundai Genesis driven by a 25-year-old man. The Hyundai then collided with a parked 2026 Mitsubishi Eclipse. The driver of the Nissan had to be extricated from his vehicle and transported to Onvida Health in serious condition. He was later flown to a Phoenix area hospital. The driver of the Genesis was also transported to Onvida Health with minor injuries. Neither impairment nor speed appear to be a factor in this case, police stated. The case is still under investigation. Yuma Police Department encourages anyone with any information about this case to call 928-783-4421 or 78Crime at 928-782-7463 to remain anonymous. Next, District 1 is accepting enrollment for 2026-27 school year. This is a staff report from Tuesday. Yuma School District 1 enrollment for the 2026-2027 school year is now open. The district serves students in preschool through 8th grade. District 1 offers a comprehensive educational experience that combines rigorous academics with engaging enrichment opportunities, such as student government, STEM initiatives, college and career readiness, sports, art, music, physical education, before and after programs, community partnerships, and more, according to the district. The key enrollment information, the enrollment period is now open. The first day of school will be Monday, August 4th. The grades, preschool through 8th grade. To apply, enroll online at yuma.org/registration to locate a particular District 1 school. Enroll online, download forms, and gather other information. Families are encouraged to contact the district with any questions at 928-502-4300 or reach out to directly to their District 1 school at yuma.org/our-schools. Walk through history. Community is invited to explore Yuma's past. This is a staff report from Tuesday. Arizona Western College and the Arizona Historical Society are celebrating Yuma's history with a series of events, including a walking tour. Arizona Western College faculty and staff are partnering with the Arizona Historical Society to bring Yuma's history to life for the community, according to an announcement from AWC. Representatives from AWC and AHS will lead a downtown walking tours on Friday and Saturday, February 6th and 7th, and participants can explore a virtual tour through the Yuma History app created by AW students last year. Other attractions are scheduled as well. We are very excited to partner with the Arizona Historical Society for a weekend of Yuma history, said adjunct professor Ellen Reich in a statement. Events include a Yuma trivia night at Prison Hill Brewery, a Yuma history speaker, and walking tours in downtown Yuma. We will showcase Yuma history via a walking tour guide developed by the Arizona Historical Society and the AWC student-curated Yuma History app funded by an AWC Innovation Fund grant. Join us to learn more about Yuma history. A blend of traditional storytelling and innovative student-led projects will help attendees connect with Yuma's past, according to the announcement. The app, titled Yuma History Virtual Tour, details the history of local landmarks and historic figures, including the Lutz Gretna Green Wedding Chapel, United States Colonel Corps, and E.F. Sanguinetti. Each stop of the tour was curated by an AWC student as part of their historical research projects for English and history courses. The free app is currently compatible with Apple products and can be found on the App Store by searching Yuma History Virtual Tour. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona and news from the Yuma Sun. My next article, student protests. Dozens of Yuma High School students skipped afternoon classes on Tuesday to participate in a protest against immigration and customs enforcement actions taking place throughout the country. Accompanied by several parents, the students walked south along 4th Avenue, carrying Mexican flags and handmade signs while chanting anti-ICE slogans. Once they reached the intersection of 16th Street, the students broke up into groups and demonstrated from all four corners of the streets before eventually walking back to campus. That article was by James Gilbert. My obituary today, Richard Alvin Nutting, age 90, of Yuma, died on January 21st in Yuma. He was a law enforcement born in 1935 in Eureka, California. Private cremation and arrangements were entrusted to and handled by Sunset Vista Funeral Home and Cemetery. Sports is up next. Six Yuma County coaches land in AIA 100 Win Club. This article is by Mac Friday, sports editor from Tuesday. The record-keeping team at the Arizona Interscholastic Association unveiled a brand new football record book last week, highlighting the win-loss records of nearly every head coach at every program in state history. The record book includes two pages of coaches who have earned at least 100 wins, titled The 100 Club, along with the history of each program in Arizona. Six coaches with time spent with Yuma County programs landed on the list. The coach with the most wins to ever coach in Yuma County is former Antelope coach Jerry Looper, who began his 33-year coaching career at Antelope from 1963 to 1968. Looper was the second coach in school history at Antelope, compiling a 31-13-3 record, although the AIA book lists that overall record as incomplete. Looper went on to coach at Tucson Amphitheater, Mesa Westwood, and Chandler, winning titles at his second and third schools. He compiled a career record of 224, 106, and 10, enough to have him number 13 all-time in wins in state history. He was inducted into the Arizona High School Athletic Coaches Hall of Fame in 1989. The second winningest coach to have ever spent time at the helm of a program in Yuma is Rhett Stallworth, the only coach in the 100 Club to have spent his entire tenure at Yuma schools. Stallworth coached at Yuma High from 2004 to 2006 before jumping over to Yuma Catholic and turning the Shamrocks into one of the most successful programs since the turn of the century. Stallworth coached at YC in two stints from 2007 to 2015 and 2018 to 2024. He won three state championships in 2011, 2013, and 2014 with the Shamrocks. He is number 23 all-time in wins in Arizona history, with an overall record of 190-48. Gary Venturo is third, starting his 30-year career at Yuma High from 1979 to 1981, going 7-22-1 with the Criminals. Ventura went on to coach at Nogales and Tempe Coronado del Sol, coaching the Aztecs for 22 years. He is number 28 all-time with a career record of 181, 127, and 2. He was inducted into the Arizona High School Athletic Coaches Hall of Fame in 2011. Down the list are two coaches who are entwined with Antelope football history, Gary Malden and Todd Workman, number 36 and number 37 in wins, respectively. Malden finished his 38-year coaching career in Welton with the Rams, coaching the team to a 32-52 record. Malden led Alfreda Valley Union to 1A titles in 1985 and 1986, coaching the Blue Devils from 1983 to 1986. He went on to spend time with Sholo, Chaparral, Thunderbird before ending his career at Antelope. He boasts a 166-151 career record. On the other side of the court, Workman began his coaching career of 24 years at Antelope, succeeding Loper as head coach from 1969 to 1971. Workman went on to coach at Snowflake before holding things down at Eager Round Valley in two stints from 1978 to 1987 and 1989 to 1993. He won three state titles with the Elks, grabbing the 3A title in 1985 and 2A titles in 1979 and 1980. He was inducted into the Arizona High School Athletic Coaches Hall of Fame in 1990. He has a career record of 165, 69, and 4. Rounding out Yuma County's six 100-plus win coaches is Jay Denton, who coached San Luis from 2005 to 2007 and was the second coach in Gila Ridge's history, working with the Hawks from 2009 to 2012. He went 1-29 in his time with San Luis, but turned things around with Gila Ridge with a 25-16 record. Before coming to Yuma, he spent 11 seasons with Eloy Santa Cruz Valley in two stints, coaching from 1972 to 1978, then from 1988 to 1992. He guided the school to the 3A title in 1978 and the 2A title in 1990. He has a record of 155, 142, and 4, good for number 43 all-time. He was inducted into the Arizona High School Athletics Coach of Fame in 2004, not for his time coaching football, but for wrestling, in which he won three state titles. Despite having three of the most successful coaches in state history, Antelope's winningest coach in school history is John Blabe, who boasts an 84-78-1 record over 17 years with the school, 1989 to 1992 and 2000 to 2012. Cibola's winningest coach is Lucky Arvizo, who has one of just three coaches in the school's history to boast a winning record. Arvizo went 96-82 from 2002 to 2018 with the Raiders. Denton is the winningest coach in Gila Ridge history with his 25-16 tenure at the school. Current head coach Jessica Slaughter is hot on Denton's heels with 22 wins. Of the 21 coaches in the history of the COFA Kings, Norman Putnam boasts the most wins, scoring 29 from 1968 to 1973. Although San Luis High School's football program was dissolved after the 2013 season, the AIA record book still mentions the Sidewinders, with Mike Nealon's 3-8 2004 season as the most successful in school history. San Pasqual's history from 1984 to 2003 is listed as unknown in the record book, which leaves Don Klostrike, 2004 to 2006, and 2009 to 2012, and current coach Miguel Rivas in a tie for most wins in program history. Klostrike went 5-28, while Rivas is currently 5-24 against just three seasons and trending upward. Somerton debuted football this past year, going 0-10 under head coach Cyril Jr. Atherton, who was an assistant coach at Cibola under Arvizo from 2005 to 2018. Of the 26 coaches to lead a team at Yuma High, Jim Moore, who led the Criminals from 1950 to 1956, compiled a career record of 43-25-2. Stallworth won 176 of his 190 games for Yuma Catholic. To visit the record book online, use the following link: aiaonline.org/files/18627/football-all-time-coaching-records.pdf. Name dropper, Robert Kane, Dean's List. This is from Tuesday, was updated 14 hours before I read this. Robert Kane of Yuma County Public Works has been invited to serve as a member of the CAFM Commission. The CAFM Commission is the independent bordering body for the NAFA Fleet Management Association. The Certified Automotive Fleet Manager Program helps guide one of the nation's leading fleet management certifications. Kane's selection reflects his expertise, leadership, and commitment to excellence in public service, according to the county. His two-year term began in January. And my last article looks like it's going to be Dean's List. Yuma residents Marcus Beckham, David Brock, Shara Camilla Castro, Destiny Gardner, Richard Jamal Keen, Fariha Nadim, Carlos Ortiz, Brianna Powell, Andy Q, and Rosaro Tinajero recently made the Dean's List at the University of Maryland Global Campus. To be eligible for the Dean's List, students must complete a minimum of 6 credits during the term, earned a GPA of at least 3.5 for the term, and maintain a cumulative GPA of 3.5 at UMGC. Sabian Russell of Yuma made the Dean's List at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois, for the fall 2025 semester. To be eligible for the list, students must earn a semester GPA of 3.5. Quincy University is a small Catholic university that emphasizes the sciences, liberal arts, and the professions. This article was compiled by Yuma Sun staff writer Matilda Carpenter. And that's the show for today. Thank you for spending time with me. I always enjoy being with you. Have a very good weekend.